ABC Radio Australia.
Now, Pacific governments say their need for help to finance and build major infrastructure projects remains huge, despite increased activity in recent years. But they have to be delivered on their terms. Several heads of state and senior ministers have outlined their infrastructure needs to development partners, financial institutions and businesses at the Pacific Infrastructure Conference in Brisbane. Liam Fox was there and filed this report.
There's never been a greater focus on promoting development throughout the region by building stuff. And Pacific nations have China to thank for that. The spread of Chinese companies building Chinese government-funded roads, runways, wharfs and the like over the last decade forced Australia and others to up their infrastructure game to counter what they saw as China's growing influence. But Vanuatu's Deputy Prime Minister Johnny Koanapo told the Pacific Infrastructure Conference his country's infrastructure needs should not be exploited by the region's big powers.
Too often, Pacific Island countries have found themselves having to navigate the delicate space between genuine development support and external geopolitical interests. We must be clear that our vulnerabilities must not be used as leverage to advance foreign strategic agendas.
Assistance must be transparent and align with national development plans, he said. In a country beset by frequent natural disasters, Mr. Koanapo said infrastructure projects have often been reactive, rebuilding after a cyclone, for example. But planning is becoming more proactive. His government is exploring what he called a build, operate and transfer model with the private sector, particularly in the aviation sector.
The build, operate, transfer framework offers an opportunity for mutually beneficial collaboration where the private sector can finance, design, construct and operate key aviation infrastructure for a defined period before transferring full ownership back to the government.
Papua New Guinea's Deputy Prime Minister John Rosso said the upcoming 50th anniversary of his country's independence has thrown the daunting task of improving critical infrastructure into sharp relief.
My country will be turning 50 years old next month, to be exact, on the 16th of September, and I, along with my colleagues and in government, including our Prime Minister and the broader PNG political leadership, are talking about what changes we need to make to change the development trajectory of the country for the next 50 years.
Local involvement in foreign-funded infrastructure projects is critical to build local capacity, he said, but it's proving hard to achieve.
Imagine this, when you're building a road or an infrastructure in Papua New Guinea, most of the tender procurement process that are put on by international agencies ask for a PNG company for local content to apply for, and they ask that you should have a surety or a guarantee of $50 million. No average company in Papua New Guinea would be able to do that.
Mr. Rosso said things are changing though, development partners are listening more, and there are success stories like the $260 million redevelopment of the Angao Hospital in his hometown Lae.
The way the project was run by the Australian government is the way we want it to run. It should be done properly with 95% local content and subcontractors in that particular project.
The Asian Development Bank is the second biggest provider of finance for infrastructure projects in the region, behind China, and it has sent a large delegation to the conference, including two vice presidents. One of them, Bruce Gosper, said the ADB is increasing its activity further in response to demand from Pacific governments.
So our current active portfolio is about $3.9 billion, so that's doubled from a decade ago, and we're envisaging a pipeline of more than $3 billion over the next 3 years.
The quality of ADB finance projects have been criticised in the past after contracts were awarded to the lowest bidders. Mr. Gosper said the bank's approach is changing.
We're emphasising quality. So in the bid evaluation process, we're ramping up how quality is the most important thing for these projects. Price still has an important role, but quality to ensure that they're fit for purpose, they're climate resilient, and they're delivering long-term benefits.
Another reason for the big delegation in Brisbane, Mr. Gosper said, is to put out a call to Australian businesses to help the ADB meet the growing demand for infrastructure projects in the region.
We've got a lot of work coming on, so we need business to be actively engaged. We need engineers, we need developers, we need contractors, we need construction firms to actually look at what they do in the region.
And that is Asian Development Bank Vice President Bruce Gosper, ending that report from Liam Fox.